On this day, August 11th, 1874, an invention is patented which has helped kids cool off in the summer and has created great family memories for me. And this invention has brought out something about the character of my father. So I'm going to tell you a little bit about my father, too. It's all related. Trust me. You're going to want to hear it. Let's get started. On this day, August 11th, 1874, Harry S. Parmalee of New Haven, Connecticut, receives a patent for the sprinkler head. What a great invention. You know, recently I was at my parents, who are both in their 80s. My father still works, by the way. He began working at around 14, and he's still working today. He just can't sit still. He was never one for sitting around. Very hard worker. I took my 7-year-old daughter, Ava, with me to see them the other day, and her younger cousin was there, and it was really warm out, and they wanted to run under the sprinkler, so they went to Grandpa and said, you know, we want to get wet, we want to get wet. So my father goes over to his immaculate shed, where everything is in its proper place. He's got this little barn-looking shed in the backyard, and he keeps everything in immaculate shape, everything in its proper place. His shed is more organized than my house, and so is his garage, by the way. So he brings out his sprinkler and tells me to look at it, and I held the thing, and it weighed about 10 pounds, and it was over 80 years old. It's an old sprinkler. Well, he got it from his mother, and he's used it ever since, and he told me that was the same sprinkler I ran through when I was a kid. So there we are, my dad and I, sitting on the deck, watching the kids running through the same sprinkler I had ran through 40 years ago. And it was the same sprinkler my grandmother used to water her lawn in Chicago back in the 1930s. Well, the table we sat at was over 30 years old as well. Now, I sat at the same table when I was in high school. The table had rusted out and been repaired over and over again by my father. Now, my dad doesn't throw things away. He fixes them and gets more mileage out of them. He rarely uses the excuse that something is old in order to buy something new. If it works, he uses it. And if it can be repaired, he repairs it. Now, think about how much money he saved over the years. Well, as my father and I sat there watching the kids run through the sprinkler sitting at that old table, I looked over at the corner of the deck, and I saw a big yellow metal Tonka toy dump truck. Now, what's so unique about this dump truck is it was the same truck I played with when I was a kid. So here we are, my father and I sitting at a table that I used to sit at when I was in high school. My daughter and my nephew running through a sprinkler, the same sprinkler that I played with when I was a kid and my grandmother watered her lawn with back in 1930. And there's that same Tonka toy truck I played with 40 years ago right there on the deck next to me. It's almost as if time stood still and everything was contemporary. My grandmother back in 1930, my father as a young man, me as a kid, my nephew, my daughter, all of us seem to be contemporary, same age, all that history right there. Even though my grandparents had been gone a long time, it felt like they were there with us in that moment because of this shared history. Now, who would have thought that a sprinkler, a Tonka truck, and a table could be so full of meaning? Not only did they link generations together, but they also teach us the important lesson of frugality. I would have never had this enjoyment if my father wasn't a frugal man. Thanks, Dad.